menggapai hayalan bahagia.
It's mostly available during Ramadan or the fasting month. It has slices of banana, cassava, sweet potatoes, or even palm sugar fruit. All of them are drowned in a sweet gravy made from a mixture of water, palm sugar, and coconut milk. What is the name of this food? Salad!
I just want to say thank you for all of you who just joined us right now through our audio and video streaming at www.inews.id and also RRE Digital. And of course, I'm gonna be here to give you more info and also great music to listen, so stay tuned.
Collaborate to realize sustainable villages.
Indonesia to pursue OECD membership after officially joining BRICS. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. The Minister of Environment and Ministry of Villages and Development Disadvantaged Regions signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU to collaborate on realizing independent and sustainable villages The MOU was inked by Environment Minister Hani Faisal Nurofik and Villages and Development of Disadvantaged Regions Minister Yandri Susanto in Jakarta Monday. Under the MOU, the two ministries synergize with a focus on village development programs and environmental protections and management policies. Through this collaboration, the two ministries aim to increase awareness and skills of village communities in sustainable environmental management. Indonesia will continue its bid to join the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, after formally gaining full membership in BRICS, as announced by President Prabowo Subianto Monday in Jakarta. Prabowo elaborated that Indonesia is currently transitioning to full membership in BRICS, an organization that now includes 9 member countries in addition to Indonesia, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, and the United Arab Emirates. The President stated that Indonesia's ongoing efforts to join the OECD aim to ensure the country's neutrality and prevent alignment with any single group or bloc. That was the news.
Menari meski hujan rintik turun, mengalun-ngalun bersama alunan angin malam berpelukan, berbagi senyuman. Melayang-layang cita terus melayang.
Yeah. New Year's Eve, 2019, New South Wales, Australia.
If you're in no-go or surrounding coastal areas, you're at risk. Leaving now is the safest option, so leave now towards the beach and shelter in place.
Oh my god, my neighbor's house. Okay. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Last December, Australia recorded temperatures above 47 degrees. And in January, bushfires caused tens of thousands to flee from their homes.
This is a real nightmare. I can't believe this is real. I can't see anything. This is literally not real. This is not real. Oh my freaking god. We just have to get down this road to the beach.
Nearly 3 billion animals were killed or displaced in these fires.
All I want is my family. All I want is to be safe.
Pictures and stories continue to file out from Australia.
The last decade was the hottest decade on record.
Overnight, another onslaught from an ever-expanding inferno.
Extreme weather displaces over 20 million people a year. And just this year, we've seen Siberian fires and catastrophic flooding in Jakarta in February.
Rising death toll and massive evacuation in Indonesia.
Devastating swarms of locusts in East Africa in April.
Plague of locusts.
Cyclone Amphan in eastern India and Bangladesh in May.
It could be the worst the area has seen in 20 years.
Over 400 wildfires in Alaska. And in August, more wildfires on America's Pacific coast.
Well, the fires raging in Northern California have now become some of the largest in state history.
Climate change is man-made, and the main driver is CO2 pollution from burning fossil fuels. Global temperatures continue to rise. But something else is on the rise. Climate protests all around the world. From London to Australia. To New Zealand. Uganda.
Climate change is here now, and it is killing people right now. The people who are looking at it right in the face.
Tokyo. India. Cristiana Figueres was the lead negotiator for the Paris Climate Agreement in 2015.
The next 8 to 10 years is going to determine the quality of life for the next 100 to 200 years, if not longer. That's the race that we're in.
We all watched with amazement when exactly 1 year ago, young people from all over the world took to the streets to express their feeling that we're not doing enough about climate change,
that we're not treating it like the emergency it is.
Actor Don Cheadle is a goodwill ambassador for the UN Environment Program.
It's a year later now. Have we done enough? No, we have not. And climate change is only part of this story. Our rainforests are disappearing at an extraordinary rate. One football field of rainforest is destroyed every 6 seconds. 1 million plant and animal species are on the brink of extinction. By 2050, there will be more plastic in the oceans than fish. And so climate change and our treatment of the natural world are colliding and exacerbating each other to create a perfect storm. This cannot go on. You know it. I know it, and we know what we need to do.
In 2015, the UN announced 17 Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs, a blueprint to achieve a better and more sustainable future for all. We need to follow these goals to ensure that we are the last generation to be threatened by climate change. These are the solutions.
We need to reduce global emissions by 50% by 2030. To do this, we need a rapid but just transition to renewable energy. That means an end to the building of new coal power stations and an end to subsidizing of fossil fuels. Government should also shift the tax burden from payrolls to carbon. Taxing carbon rather than people will increase output and employment while reducing emissions. And we need to stop deforestation in its tracks, planting trees instead of chopping them down. We need to think about what we eat and how we produce food. embracing healthy, nutritious diets, sustainable farming methods, and reducing food waste. The climate crisis is an opportunity. Renewable energy is cheaper than fossil fuels. Thousands of businesses are working to go carbon neutral, and the opportunity to generate clean, safe, and decent jobs is enormous. The passion for protest can turn into a passion for changing all of our behavior to create a better, safer, just, sustainable world.
There is a unique tradition in Natuna Regency when farmers begin to harvest rice. It is called alugain, which is pounding rice grain to produce rice chips. So it is actually the process of making rice chips.
Fishing with In remote areas, I was searched. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture. Meet the Balinese people with a warm smile and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Voice of Indonesia.
Children love their screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay. Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me. Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Well,
Welcome back again, family. So you're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia. And of course, you're still here. And I would really love to invite you to join us, to have a contact with us, to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, and of course our Instagram account, VOI_official, and our email address, voilisteners@gmail.com. Don't forget, you can also contact us directly and chat with us to our WhatsApp number, +62821-2381-2130, +62821-2381-2130. And how is the weather in your place today? Hopefully it will be bright, as we've seen the sun is rising up very quickly. And hopefully also for you who have a lot of plans to do a lot of activities outside your home or your office, will be available to do every single thing. And don't forget also, of course, to prepare every single thing that you need, because we'll never know what's going to happen. Even though the weather here in several parts of Jakarta are actually cloudy and have a light rain, and of course until medium this afternoon in some parts of the area, especially of the southern part of Jakarta, but I believe you need to prepare every single thing that you need. So most part of Jakarta, if you are in Jakarta, well, listener, will have light rain since the afternoon, with the temperatures average about 26 until 27 degrees Celsius. And of course in the night, maybe in the evening, it will be about, it will also still have a light rain with the temperatures average about 23 until 30 degrees Celsius. It's quite hot actually, but it's raining, so you need to accept it and embrace it. And of course preparing yourself will be much better, especially if you have a lot of activities outside your home or your office. Lucas is gonna be here, so gonna give you so many wonderful infos and also great music to listen. Of course, after this one wonderful song coming from Let's Have a Nostalgic, and I want you to remember, when you listen to the song, what did you remember when you were listening to the song? Let's check it out. Here is Java Jive with Pemataku.
Hanya dirimu. Beach, located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selasang Sang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selat Ransang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots which offer undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. At Selat Ransang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Ransang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
Voice of Indonesia.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, broadcasting from Jakarta. And of course, I'm still going to be here to give you more infos and also great music to listen. And we'll give you some information as well. This time is coming from Indonesia, of course, where we are actually having a wonderful, wonderful time when we are talking about money, right? And if we are talking about money, and especially, specifically dollar, who says that it fell into 8,170 rupiah per dollar. Actually, Bank Indonesia has clarified an accurate rate on Google of 8,170 per dollar as of February 1st. And if you're still right now thinking about exactly how much is the rate of the rupiah into the US dollar for one per US dollar, is actually the rate is significantly different from the actual exchange rate. And according to the Bloomberg data, the closing exchange rate on Friday, in January 31st, 2025, was 16,304 rupiah per US dollar. So don't make any kinds of mistakes by giving or perhaps doing something that you shouldn't have done, and it's it will make you a little bit unfortunate in the future. Okay, so make sure if you're playing in currencies, especially in US dollar against rupiah, make sure you make some research first. That's the most important thing, not only by Googling, but also by researching to other parts of information. Because, you know, if machines can also make mistakes, human too.
was the sound of Kendang traditional drum or Hadra musical instrument in the language of Tidung tribe in Nunukan Regency, as the accompaniment of Puburan procession for future bridegroom. Senior figure of Tidung tribe in Nunukan Regency, Talma explained, Pupur in Tidung language means scrub for future bridegroom, which is made of rice flour mixed with pandanus leaves. Pupuran tradition for Tidung tribe is a must before akad nikah or wedding vow, because it is believed to show the aura of the bridegroom.
This pupur is made in a special way. We have fragrant plants like plum leaves, classic, tamburia, tambuina, and pandanwaru. Pupur aims to make the bride look beautiful.
Bridegroom-to-be, who will do pupuran, sits on a mat made of pandanus leaves. Tidung tribe defines the mat as a loyal mate from the birth to the death, for better, for worse. Pupuran for Tidung tribe becomes a hereditary tradition which is still done until now. Kartini from Tidung tribe revealed that there is no excuse for Tidung tribe not to do the tradition as a sacred ritual in a series of wedding ceremony, except for the elopement.
Ya, kalau Tidung harus itu diadakan begitu, nggak bisa nggak ada. Kalau
Tidung tribe, pupuran must be done.
Tetap dipakai.
We keep maintaining Tidung culture, but for those who elope, we have no idea.
Anu kita sudah begitu, nikah tok aja sudah.
Meanwhile, Alde and Tika from the young generation of Tidung tribe do not really understand the meaning of pupuran before the akad nikah for the wedding vow. However, the ritual will be still done from generation to generation in order to preserve the pupuran tradition for Tidung tribe.
Mungkin mengikut adat ya, terus terang kalau saya sendiri
it may follow the custom. To be honest, I don't know about it yet, because this is the first time for me to see Tidung tribe.
Yeah, actually currently in Peguaria, we are in the active period of tropical cyclone formation in the southern equatorial region, which decision of the TC is from November to April. And in this February, the potential for tropical cyclone development remain high, of course, particularly in the southern areas of Indonesia. Other atmospheric factors such as MGO, we call for Madden-Julian oscillation phenomena,
okay,
and then monsoon activity can significantly increase the rainfall, especially during January and February as the peak of the rainy season in Indonesia.
Thank you.
Arabia provides 7,911 food aid packages to Indonesia. Forex earnings policy on lines of Malaysia and Vietnam. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news and details. The Embassy of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia in Jakarta, in collaboration with the King Salman Humanitarian Aid and Relief Center KS Relief, on Monday provided 7,911 food packages from King Salman bin Abdul Aziz for Indonesians through the food aid. Saudi Arabia wants to help meet the needs of Muslims across the world, especially the Muslim community in Indonesia, ahead of the holy month of Ramadan. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto said on Monday that the policy concerning foreign exchange earnings from the export of natural resources has not only been implemented by Indonesia but also by Malaysia, Thailand and Vietnam. The newly established Government Regulation No. 8 of 2025, which will take effect from March 1st, requires exporters to deposit 100% of the foreign exchange earned from natural resources export into domestic banks within 12 months. Hartarto further explained that the difference between the regulation in Indonesia and other countries lies in the obligation to pay in foreign exchange. That was the news.